The South Fork Cubs got the new high school football season off to a flying start last weekend, but they'll face a much tougher challenge this week. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the high-scoring Cubs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including a look back to all of last weekend's North Coast High School football games, as well as a look ahead to this week's action, some college football news, some local soccer news, and why it was a big week for one McKinleyville golfer. But first up, the Cubs had to wait a week longer than most of the HDNL schools to kick off the new football season, but it was well worth the wait for South Fork fans. A young roster that features 10 freshmen and sophomores combined, as well as a core group of experienced juniors and seniors, cruised to a comfortable 54-0 win over California School for the Deaf. Junior quarterback safety Cale Puno got the new season off to a good start on both sides of the ball. Puno completed 5 of 6 passes for 87 yards, a touchdown and no interceptions, while also rushing for 83 yards and 3 more TDs on 15 carries. Puno also led the Cubs on defense and had 8 tackles, including 5 solo. It was also a good weekend for Fortuna and St. Bernard's. The Huskies traveled to Reading to play University Prep and won a hard-fought showdown 27-20, improving to 2-0. Sophomore running back Easton Essig had a phenomenal night, rushing for 219 yards on 23 carries, including 2 touchdowns, as the visitors racked up an impressive 392 yards on the ground. The Crusaders played their season opener against perennial North Coast section contender St. Vincent de Paul and won a thriller that was marked by turnovers by a score of 21-20. St. Bernard's turned the ball over 6 times, while the Mustangs coughed up possession 3 times, but the Crusaders had the final say, sneaking a come-from-behind win in the dying seconds. Quarterback Trenton Hagler ran in for a touchdown from 1 yard out to pull the Crusaders within 1 point of the Mustangs, and they lined up to kick the PAT and force overtime. However, kicker Cal Figas took a direct snap and threw a 2-point conversion to a wide-open Henry Heinrichs for the win. Two other HDNL teams also won last weekend. 1 week after beating Cloverdale in their season opener, the McKinleyville Panthers travelled to Fort Bragg and came away with a comfortable 32-8 win to go to 2-0 for the first time since 2015. Fort Bragg dropped to 1-1. The Hoopoe Warriors also played on the road, travelling to Healdsburg, and they quickly put a disappointing season-opening loss at Trinity behind them with a 28-6 win to go to 1-1. It was a tough weekend for the other three HDNL teams in action. The Del Norte Warriors hosted Ashland in their home opener and fell 33-14 to drop to 0-2, while the Eureka Loggers travelled inland to play Shasta and lost 42-6, also dropping to 0-2. Rounding out the weekend varsity action, the Arcata Tigers played their opener against the Ukiah Wildcats and lost 41-0. The win was the second to start the season for Ukiah, which improved to 2-0. The Ferndale Wildcats were the only local team with a bye last weekend. This weekend sees 8 league varsity teams in action, including a busy Friday. Ferndale gets the weekend action underway against Santa Ynez, while Del Norte travels to play West Valley, and South Fork plays at Hayfork, a team that has remarkably won 39 consecutive games and has not lost since the fall of 2022. Closer to home on Friday, the Eureka Loggers will host Marshfield, while the Fortuna Huskies and Ukiah Wildcats will each try to go to 3-0 when they meet at Husky Field in what should be one of the most competitive games of the weekend. The action continues on Saturday when St. Bernard's hosts Division 1 Heritage at 2 p.m, followed by the first all-local game of the year between Arcata and McKinleyville at McKinleyville High School, with kickoff set for 7:30 p.m. Hoopa has a bye this week. The Willits Wolverines will also be in action on Friday night as they try to put an 0-2 start to the season behind them when they play at Middletown. Fort Bragg, meanwhile, will try to get back to winning ways at St. Helena. In local college football, it's been an impressive start to the new season for College of the Redwoods. 1 week after opening their campaign with a big win at San Jose City College, the Corsairs returned to the North Coast to play Reedley College in their home opener and won a penalty-ridden showdown 31-23. Freshman quarterback Kaysen Covert enjoyed another good performance for Sior, completing 16 of 23 passes for 255 yards, 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. In his first 2 starts with the team, the Oregon native has thrown for 5 TDs and 1 interception. Redwoods head coach Jason White and his players got some more good news later in the week when they were included in the top 25 in the state coaches poll. Sior is number 21 this week. The Corsairs will try to keep their impressive start to the new season going this weekend when they travel to play Sacramento City College on Saturday afternoon with kickoff set for 1 p.m. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, the Arcata and Eureka boys are tied for the lead in the HDNL standings after both posted impressive wins this week. Arcata defeated league rival Fortuna 1-0 to go to 2-0 in league play, while the Loggers travelled to McKinleyville and won 3-2 thanks to a wonderful goal on a long-range free kick by D'Alessandro Medina with just 3 minutes remaining, and they also improved to 2-0. In local girls soccer this week, the St. Bernard's Crusaders continued to roll with a league opening 5-0 win over Del Norte, while Ferndale travelled to South Fork and won 4-1, improving to 1-0-1 in league play. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, the HDNL girls golfers began league play at Benbow on Wednesday. And it was a good start to league play for McKinleyville's Ingrid Monaghan, who shot a 102 to take the win, leading the field by 4 strokes. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.